Barry, congratulations. Called into the Ireland squad. How does it feel? You've been training here this morning.
Cheers. Thanks very much, first of all. Yeah, no, it's brilliant. The place is looking really well. I'm really looking forward to the occasion. Hopefully I can get a go. But if not, I'm really just delighted to be within the 13 and, you know, be recognised within Cricket Ireland.
What's brought about the change in your game? I mean, you've been around a long time to be suddenly sort of become an overnight success. What changed in your game over the last 6 months? What have you been doing different? Or
I think just, you know, staying fit has been a real key, because over the last two seasons I haven't really missed any cricket, so touch wood that can keep going. So I think the consistency of just playing so much cricket, and when there's a couple of players falling down around you, getting a chance and taking the opportunity. You know, I always felt I was capable of playing, you know, at the top level and getting a go, and obviously it's not easy, but, you know, once you sort of back yourself and just stick to keep it a basic, it kind of happens, and that's what I did, and I've been rewarded, and hopefully I can get a shot tomorrow.
And obviously you hit the ground running this season. Did the winter away with Randwick Peterson, that partnership they have with Cricket Ireland, was that instrumental, do you feel?
Oh, certainly. You know, Randwick's a really good club, and I think it came at the right time as well. I finished my university last year, so there was only so much drills I've done during the winter, so I think it was time to just get and play another season. So bowling overs during the winter and being looked after so well out there by Randwick Peterson and Cricket Ireland, and having a place like the SCG to train on days off and stuff like that is definitely beneficial, and it's helped me with both batting and bowling. And, you know, I felt coming back to the start of this year, I was a lot fresher than some other lads who'd probably been bowling in the indoor school, so I think that was definitely beneficial towards me playing and doing pretty well at the start of the season.
You've had a look at the square, and looks as if it might be a good one day bowl on.
I hope so. You know, Sri Lankans have shown that they're really going to fight, and they showed in the Test series, and especially the last two Tests against England. They're not going to be an easy game, like as no games are in international cricket anymore. But I think now the covers are on now. But I think now we're going to back ourselves to obviously do one over on them.
And obviously a very proud day if you do win your first cap in this series for your family and Pembroke.
Oh, without doubt, yeah. I think my parents are going to be here tomorrow. You know, they'll be here at 9:30 trying to get their seats. And now hopefully I can get that cap, and it'll be all well rewarded for myself. And, you know, they'll feel proud, and they've made a lot of sacrifice in the past as well. So I'd like to get my cap to please them just as much as I'd like to please myself.
Well done, and best of luck in the series.
Cheers, Barry. Thanks very much.